We are fortunate to continue to have such a high caliber of alumni leadership comprise that board. Led by current chairman, Gary Chico, the board has steadily guided the association through these recent years of declining budgets, but also to new opportunities to mobilize our large alumni base to have a positive impact for the university. We continue efforts to diversify an already diverse board of directors, as evidenced by our two newest members. Dr. Mona Khanna, medical director at U.S. Health Record and Emmy-winning television reporter. Mona is a UIC graduate from the Rockford campus and 2008 recipient of the Alumni Humanitarian Award. And Dr. Bo Zhang, chairman and CEO of American Electronic Products in Beijing, China. Bo received the 2008 International Alumni Award on the Urbana campus. One of the most important efforts we're involved in right now is developing a more collaborative and productive approach to advancement, the business of building relationships that foster participation and support for the U of I. In response to the Administrative Review and Restructuring Committee's recommendations, the Alumni Association is working with President Hogan, as well as with SID at the foundation, to increase that participation and support. To do that successfully, we all need to be more customer-oriented. It is our alumni and friends, our students and their families, whom we rely upon more and more to provide support. We need to be responsive to their interests and passions that can be channeled into advancing the university's mission. Together, I believe we're drawing a good roadmap for working together more efficiently and effectively. We've already seen this concept in action, as you've just heard, when we collaborated on a very successful event in Washington, D.C. last fall. Our goals were to introduce President and Mrs. Hogan and to energize and engage a diverse alumni base. We had an eclectic group of hundreds, including Capitol Hill and agency staffers, donors, alumni club members, and student interns, all focused on university priorities. By working more closely together, we will continue to streamline each of our operations and eliminate redundancies. In the last few years, for instance, the association has reduced its budget by a full one-third, and our staff now numbers 45, down from 63 just a few years ago. At the same time, we also expanded the organization's focus to include all 650,000 alumni when we moved away from having membership predicated on paying dues. So as our customer base continues to grow with each new class, we're focusing on ways to engage alumni and deliver services through scalable communications and technologies. We help organize and develop groups of alumni by how they want to engage with the university, either through their college or department, culturally, or by some special interest, or based on where they live and work. From these networks of alumni, we help identify university resources for financial support, leadership, volunteerism, and of course, advocacy. The association's advocacy network, Illinois Connection, is another one of our key initiatives. In addition to events like the one in DC, we coordinate a lobby day in the state capitol every spring. In the last couple of years, we've strengthened the Illinois Connection program from a few hundred advocates to 8,000 alumni and students. We also just completed a recruitment video that can be found on the web and will be shown at alumni group meetings as we expand our national focus. I've also brought a DVD. It's a 6-minute DVD and we'll have it at your places, but we have a 90-second version of this DVD queued up, so I'd like to conclude with that. By cultivating leadership, communicating the big picture, encouraging diversity, improving technology, and advocating for support, we believe the association's mission helps to advance the university's mission. And we welcome the opportunity to continue to work with you to build and strengthen that partnership.
Illinois Connection is a grassroots advocate that channels the collective enthusiasm of alumni, students, faculty, and friends to support the University of Illinois. State budgets are shrinking and federal budgets are shrinking, and it's more important than ever that legislators hear directly from their constituents that live and vote in their districts.
We invite alumni and friends throughout the state and from around the country to sign up as ambassadors for Illinois Connection, which then gives them access to information that we can provide about what's happening, what issues the university is faced with and how they can be helpful.
Illinois Connection is really an asset of the university that we've got to build and expand and utilize more and more.
And it is our hope that alumni will reach out to these legislators and let them know how important U of I was to them personally, but also to the state, the nation, and the world. We invite you to become part of Illinois Connection. Whether you're an alumnus of the university, a parent of a student, or a friend of the university, please consider becoming part of our advocacy network.
Thank you, and I hope you enjoy the 6-minute version, and we're very grateful to Trustee McMillan for starring in that video.
Thank you.
I would just like to add a follow-up comment on Illinois Connection. If everyone in this room is not a member of Illinois Connection, shame on you. It is the greatest method of displaying your support for this university that you can do politically, and I encourage all of you to get involved with it. That's my political announcement.
I love that. Thank you, Lauren. Any old business? Anybody? Any new business that anybody like to raise? Okay, we're going to go into the public comment section of the meeting. The procedures of the board allow for a public comment section during every board meeting. Each speaker is allotted 5 minutes to address the board. Before the speakers begin, I should mention that the tradition of the board has been to listen closely to what the speakers have to say and then ask questions only as necessary. I'm sure the speakers are happy to avail themselves outside of the board meeting for a question and answer session with me or President Hogan and others as appropriate. We appreciate the fact that we have a range of guest speakers today, and we look forward to hearing from each of them. I'd first like to call Ms. Celeste Larkin. Ms. Larkin may have communicated to Michelle that she might may or may not come, so I'll take that as her absence. We'll go on to Mr. Ben Rothschild.
Hi, I'm here to talk about a couple things. The first is that this university should adopt a financial aid program for undocumented students. President Hogan University just signed on to support the DREAM Act, and the DREAM Act didn't pass, and part of the DREAM Act would have given financial aid to undocumented students. And if tuition increases affect anybody, it's undocumented students that don't qualify for state or federal financial aid, and it's very difficult. Many people, when they're very young, they come to the United States, and they, after working very hard throughout school, they find out that because they can't supply a certain number or citizenship status, that they cannot go to a prestigious higher education, a place of higher education, and it's really second-class treatment of undocumented immigrant students, the university really is a university at Chicago, University of Illinois at Chicago, and the University of Illinois in Urbana-Champaign in Springfield needs to take a stand against the anti-immigrant hate that's going on in the United States, and the anti-immigrant legislation that just passed in Arizona, in Mississippi, in Georgia, and I mean, if you know, if so, so if you go to the financial aid websites for the university, and you know, there's a promise that all people with family incomes of, say, lower, I think it's $50,000, are allowed to go to the University of Illinois and not have to worry about the cost of the university. And then right below that it says fill out a FAFSA. So if you're undocumented, it's absolutely it's a very difficult process to try and find the right scholarships and the right financial aid. You know, there's a lot of precedent for the University of Illinois to create this scholarship. UIC just created a website for undocumented students. There's state laws in Texas and New Mexico that already allow that already allow undocumented students to qualify for state financial aid. There's a bill in the California legislature that would allow something like this to happen. It's called the California Dream Act, and it's close to passing. Last year in the University of California, there was a resolution proposed in the UC Regents meeting that would create, it's called a Dream Scholarship Program for undocumented students. And you know, you guys may say that the university is broke and has no money, but like the UI Foundation, or there's ways to raise this money. It would cost maybe $2 million, and it would make a huge difference in the lives of a lot of students. There are a lot of undocumented students at UIC. There's undocumented students that need this money. You know, I think you guys raised something like $200 million in private funds this year. You guys could easily do that for undocumented students, and we would really like you to announce as soon as you can, like announce your intent to create this program and make it happen. You know, you have our information. We will work with you to create this. There are tons of students who are ready to get involved. You might have seen some of them outside shouting earlier today about this with posters that said "Dream Scholarship Now, Make Our Dreams Come True." You know, so like if the tuition increases they've affected everybody. They specifically affected Black and Latino students and low income students. But they have also affected undocumented students. And if you know, there's anything this school can do, it's creating this kind of scholarship program, it would just set a precedent against all the hatred that's going on in the United States, that this kind of treatment of people is not acceptable. Just to make a point about what was mentioned about the fees earlier, that students are opposed to all fee and tuition increases, and we don't want that to happen either. I mean, there was discussion about, I mean, we will be opposed to the fee increases at the March meeting as well, and that resolution said we reject the fee increases. So I just wanted to clarify that there was also a resolution passed last May in the UIUC Student Senate that said we want a tuition freeze, and that was right before the 10% increase. So specifically, I just wanted to say, like, this Dream Scholarship Program is like a must that the university has to do it, and there's no other university that's done it, but it needs to be done, and U of I is a good school to take that first step, because this needs to be accessible for everybody. And if there's like any questions, I'd be happy to answer like any questions about how this could work. There's a lot of students who really are ready to work with you guys, and I think you guys have already met a lot of students who are ready to get involved with this. And we have a letter that we wrote, and it's endorsed by 5 or 6 different organizations. So if you didn't get a copy, we can make sure you get an email with the letter. So thank you. Is there any questions or anything that I can answer? Okay.
Thank you. Now I'd like to welcome up Mr. Victor Romano.
Thank you. Thank you for inviting me. I apologize to the audience, but hopefully you'll be able to follow us on an abbreviated walk through the Hall House neighborhood. Members of the board, I believe you have a handout What I